Marching for the hostages. I'm Kathleen Maloney, Fox News. Pro-Israel demonstrators gathered on the National Mall to urge the release of the hostages taken by Hamas.
The March for Hostages and Missing Families wound to the Lincoln Memorial, where pleas came from those such as Mirav Lashem Gonen, who heard the moments Hamas took her daughter Romy.
We were on the phone, hearing the gunshots around Romy. Listening to her pain, her fear.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin says the health and freedom of all being held takes precedence.
Over all other political and ideological agendas.
Sunday marked exactly 6 months since the day Hamas took the first Israeli hostages. U.S. leaders are seeking a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and a window for release. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In Ukraine, there's been a drone attack on a nuclear power plant. Fox's Jack Callahan reports.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says there have been at least three confirmed drone strikes on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. It is currently in Russian hands. It's been idled for months, but it would still present a threat if its containment structures were compromised. The largest nuclear power plant in Europe, Zaporizhia, has six reactors. The IAEA chief calls the attacks reckless, says they significantly increase the risk of a major nuclear accident and must cease immediately. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
There's word that U.S. forces destroyed a mobile surface-to-air missile system in a Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen yesterday. U.S. Central Command saying that forces also shot down one unmanned aerial vehicle over the Red Sea, adding that a coalition vehicle also detected, engaged, and destroyed one inbound anti-ship missile. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Southwest Airlines plane was forced to make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff. Fox's CB Cotton with that.
Some passengers on a Houston-bound Southwest Airlines flight looked out the window to spot an engine cover had torn off following takeoff. According to tracking site FlightAware, the Boeing 737-800 took off from Denver International Airport around 7:39 a.m. local time, headed for Houston, then turned around and landed back in Denver less than 40 minutes later. The FAA explained to us crew members noticed part of the plane called the engine cowling came off and struck one of the aircraft's wing flaps.
The FAA says the plane was a Boeing 737-800. A state lawmaker receives a cash settlement after an encounter with a door.
It's a $30,000 settlement with the state for New Mexico State Representative Patricia Roybal Caballero 4 years after being crushed and injured by newly installed doors at the state capitol. The Santa Fe, New Mexican saying that Caballero claimed she was, quote, severely injured, unquote, in January of 2020 when she used her key card to get through a door. Her lawsuit says that a building superintendent later told her that the door had been installed incorrectly, causing it to, quote, snap closed unexpectedly. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in China for more high-level economic talks with senior government officials. That meeting is her first one since last July when she was criticized for bowing to her Chinese counterpart. She also admitted that she was served a hallucinogenic mushroom dish. A close ally of the populist prime minister beat a pro-Western career diplomat to become Slovakia's new president. Peter Pellegrini becomes Slovakia's sixth president since the country gained independence after the split of Czechoslovakia. I'm Kathleen Maloney. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.